Suffolk County has what it calls the, quote, most diverse detective-level promotion class in its history. Meanwhile, the police department is dealing with a scandal and a lawsuit over the racial gap in its leadership. WSHU's Charles Lane has more.
At the same time, County Executive Steve Ballone announced the promotions. He said two officers were disciplined for cheating. He said an internal affairs investigation revealed no systematic problems. Yet going forward, he said an investigator with the New York State Police will be part of the candidate interviews.
The addition of the New York State police officer brought an objective individual with a fresh perspective into the interview process, and it proved to be incredibly beneficial.
In February, WSHU reported that 90% of Suffolk police officers at the ranks of detective and above were white, and that black police officers blame nepotism. In May, Internal Affairs launched an investigation into an officer given answers to the detective interview. In June, a Latino police detective filed a $35 million lawsuit alleging discrimination and being passed over for promotion. Suffolk is one of the highest-paying police departments in the country, where average salaries top $200,000. Henry Smart is a professor of criminal justice management at John Jay College.
When you have a high-paying gig, you want to protect that. It's a double wall for the outsider. And so there's higher level of scrutiny, but there's also just these higher level of protections of these positions.
The so-called, quote, most diverse detective-level promotion class in county history included 11 women and people of color. That's 33% of the class. Charles Lane, WSHU News.